There are different reasons to pray and different things to pray for. And God hears and honors prayers of all kinds. Yet the ultimate goal of prayer is union with God. For most of us, of course, that is a long way off. And that is just fine. God is not in a hurry, and neither should we be. It's like taking a long journey across the United States from Maine to California, or slowly, meditatively walking along a labyrinth where the going is almost as important as the arriving. As long as you keep on the path set before you by God and those who have walked it before you, you will eventually get there wherever the there is you seek. Yet it is helpful to have a sense of where you are headed before you start down the spiritual path. If you have no idea exactly what your destination is, you could easily get sidetracked and not even know it. Over time, you'll begin your prayer by permitting yourself to be just where you are, even if you're not sure where that is. If you're lost in the woods, stay where you happen to be, right? And let others find you. Just so, God will always find where you are and gently take you to where God wants you to be. And where is that? Call it mutual indwelling. That means simply being together in this secret space God establishes for you two to abide together. This mutual indwelling is what Jesus is praying we will attain through God's grace in his great priestly prayer offered for our sake in an unending plea in John 17. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Back in 2009, while I was engaged in a time of silent prayer, I sensed the subtle approach of Jesus Christ over against me. I could not make him out, of course. It was as if Christ's silhouette appeared before me. I could not glimpse Christ's face or the content of his spiritual form, but only his silhouette, only his barest outline. Christ came calmly, seeming to sit directly across from me, perhaps not wanting to disturb or distress me. I didn't know what else to do but keep on praying, waiting to see what would happen next. After a time of silent sensing Christ facing me, he seemed to throw a large mantle over the top of me, the sign and seal of his prophetic ministry. It reminded me immediately of the exchange between the prophet Elijah and his disciple Elisha. Having been commanded by God to anoint Elisha as a prophet in his place, Elijah threw his mantle over Elisha. This is in 1 Kings 19. In ancient days, a mantle was one's all-purpose outer wear, designed to protect one from weather's wind, rain, and cold. At once, perhaps foolishly, I wanted whatever of Christ's prophetic ministry he was willing to share with me. There we were, strangely together underneath this temporary tent of his prophetic presence. No words were spoken. We were simply face to face for a time, not readily measurable during the prayer itself. It could have been 30 minutes or 30 seconds. The impact would have been just as vivid and lasting. Finally, I asked Jesus a single question telepathically. I was surprised at my question, one which arose spontaneously, without apparent forethought. I asked, "What is your mission? to my surprise, his words came in rapid response. It was almost as if Christ wanted me to ask this question, wanted to be forthcoming with the information, which was perhaps why he showed up to share these words, which would have a permanent impact on my understanding and life's work. Jesus said, in a voiceless echo, to bring humanity into union with God. Abiding with Christ under his mantle of mission, it hit me that his mission was now mine as well, that I would serve as yet another witness or emissary of his great truth. Nothing less than union will satisfy God or fully satisfy the human heart. Once the significance of Christ's words hit me, the mantle and silhouette disappeared. Point made, presence vanished.